Doug Bornit, how's the season shaping up on the Indian River?
The crop is a rebound crop from the hurricanes, so we have more fruit this year. The fruit sizes, ironically, even though we've come out of a wet cycle where normally your fruit sizes would be big, the fruit sizes are medium to small, which a lot of people didn't expect. Quality's better. Just like it's mirroring the orange crop, which we're seeing a rise in the internal quality of oranges and grapefruit. So the eatability of our crop is better. I don't know if the trees are starting to figure out greening and heal themselves quality-wise. They're not supposed to be trending this way. You know, greening always, we have always heard that it'll attack the tree and attack your crop and reduce your quality. Well, this year, quality has been increasing. It's a weird anomaly, but a good anomaly. So hopefully there's a positive trend starting with quality, internal quality, which makes Florida fruit the best fruit in the world.
You know, we've heard for the last couple of years, people are really struggling to grow grapefruit trees. And, of course, you're king of the grapefruit country over here. Is that what you're hearing? It's still a struggle to grow trees?
Yeah, we thought 5-6 years ago greening was more aggressive on oranges, but it turned out it's much more aggressive on grapefruit. And so the scientists at the USDA lab where my office is have turned some of their focus on trying to help grapefruit. They were focused primarily on oranges, and rightly so. But now they've realized they've got to turn the corner for grapefruit because that industry is getting so small. It needs to be helped quickly with new science and new rootstocks that are tolerant. We are on two big projects, a MAC funding project that's going to fund 30 10-acre plots that will mix and match the 10 most tolerant science and rootstocks. And so that just got funded. We're just working through that. 30 different companies have signed up to put in 10 acres each. Also, Dr. Johnny Ferrarisi at IREC in Fort Pierce is putting in 24 acres of test grapefruit plots to figure this puzzle out and to help guide growers on what rootstocks and scions that are coming out of IFAS, that are coming out of USDA, are the best ones to plant for the future. And also new techniques are evolving. As you heard here at this show, that they have a test psyllid trap, like the carefly fruit trap, that's very effective. They have a psyllid trap on the threshold of being complete, and we're hopeful they'll have that out for growers and new plantings to put in their groves to attract the psyllid. And new techniques are coming around that will help protect our groves. So they're getting close to pieces of the puzzle. And growers are optimistic enough, to 30 of them, to sign up to put in 10 acres each. To me, that's a sign they think the science is getting close. The rootstock scions that they can choose from are better. And they're willing to put in the time and the money to start planting these 30 different sites. So I think, as we've seen with oranges, I think oranges have bottomed out and starting to climb back up out of a deep, dark hole that this industry has gotten in. The techniques and the perseverance of mainly the interior growers and some river growers to pull us out of this ditch. Well, the same thing applies to grapefruit. And I think the new things that are coming out will show the way very shortly where we'll see a resurgence of our industry. And I'm seeing more and more of that. You can see the evidence here at the trade show today. We had a very big crowd, and if you go into the lecture hall, you'll see a very large crowd of people taking notes and looking how to best protect their investment. And so the interest is there. The science is getting better. The major players are still here on the river wanting to invest at the right time, and I think we're getting close to that time.
Those trials, that's very interesting, that are being done, they will give growers within the next couple of years a pretty good idea with the current rootstocks and scions, what's going to work and what won't, correct?
Correct. That's exactly the whole reason for this, and there might be only one of those 30 that with the right match that shows the way. Like we found with the red grapefruit, it only took one limb in Texas to guide us into the red grapefruit industry. This will only take one tree, one, on somebody's grove where he mixed and matched the right science and rootstocks and maybe a production technique. And once this industry finds that, boom, you're going to see it, because the industry needs more grapefruit. The world needs more grapefruit. There's a demand there that we can certainly produce enough. We can produce enough if we find the right puzzle pieces to put together, because we got the best place in the world to grow grapefruit. There's no doubt about that.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.